is it that we are taking our emotional temperature all the time, but when it comes to taking our actual temperature, we really don't give it a second thought. So it's really important that you learn how to gauge whether you're in the best shape you're in or not.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights on acting and the business of show. From a New York casting director, that would be me. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting. Today's episode, we're calling My Body, My Business, and I'm going to explain everything there is to know about that title in just a second. But this is that point in the podcast where I like to say thank you so much. I continue to get all kinds of interesting questions and interesting comments from people from all over the world. Australia is listening and Sweden is listening. And, you know, I'm just kind of overwhelmed and so grateful. As I've said frequently, probably ad nauseum, is that I really love doing these podcasts. It's for me a way of giving back some of those things that wasn't given to me when I got my training and went into the profession. But also there's some things that I did learn along the way that I hope I can pass along. And then finally, now as a casting director, I hope that I can impart some knowledge that you can be reassured about. I am excited that you are listening, and I'm excited that you're here. Please consider going to Casting Actors Cast and letting me know that you're listening, and maybe you have a suggestion. Also, please let your friends know about this. The podcast has been growing exponentially for about 4 months now, and I was kind of crunching the numbers in my head, and I have close to 60 hours of podcast information, and it doesn't feel like that. It feels just like I'm just starting, you know? So I guess maybe I am still an amateur at doing this, but as long as you're listening, I'm happy to keep on going and doing this. I had a really, really challenging week this week. Only because I had, and I love teaching, but I had several teaching situations and on top of a lot of the casting work that we're doing, plus an opening of an off-Broadway show that we did. And then I had a radio interview early Friday morning, and just kind of overwhelmed by feeling like kind of popcorn in the microwave, really, is what I'm feeling like. And so that brought me to thinking about what would be really valuable to share with you today. And so I came up with this title of My Body, My Business. And I know that this is sometimes a pretty sensitive subject for a lot of people. And I don't really want to make this a controversial podcast on any level, but I do want to broach a subject that oftentimes gets overlooked. And enough attention, I don't think, is really being paid. And with all of the actors that I'm meeting and all of the classes that I'm teaching, I really want to spend some time with you today to talk about how to take care of yourself physically. We spend a lot of time on the mental, the emotional side of acting. We talk about acting techniques. We talk about the business side of things. We talk about, you know, sending out the right picture and resume and how to stay in contact with folks, and how to break a script down into components that are easy to digest and therefore easy to work with. The thing that doesn't get a lot of attention is that our physical selves are so vitally important to our career as well as our ability to express our creativity as an actor. And so I think we need to spend a little time today talking about the physical aspect, which is why I'm calling this My Body, My Business. I think the thing that triggered me off this week was feeling excessively tired and not feeling like I had the stamina. And because of that, I know that I suffered mentally as well. I just wasn't thinking as clearly. I wasn't very sharp in certain exchanges with some people in the business, and my emotional well-being really wasn't being attended to. And I realized that that was all based on the fact that I was burning the candle at both ends, that I really wasn't paying attention to those signals that my body was giving me. Now, you know, I mean, I can spend the rest of the podcast talking about those things that we know about, right? Eat well, get plenty of rest. When I'm saying eat well, you know, cut down on the sugar, do what you can about your carb intake, get some exercise. And, you know, how many times have we heard that? And intellectually, we understand that. But let me share a personal story, if I may, with you about this. And maybe that'll be in some way a help to you. It was about a year ago that I was holding an audition at Pearl Studios in New York. And as I was ending the audition session and coming out of the studio, I noticed that the studio next door had a lot of really attractive people. And they all were smiling and happy, and they were all wearing tap shoes. I thought, what the heck is going on? So I went up to them and said, hi, so what's going on? And the attractive young woman said, well, this is Cardio Tap. You will love it. I said, Cardio Tap? I've never heard of Cardio Tap. And she said, yeah, Cardio Tap. And she gave me a card. Now, in my 20s, I loved to sing and dance. I had a lot of opportunities as a musical comedy person and did some musical stuff. And I loved going to tap class, and it was one of the coolest things ever. And so now here I am 30 years later. And thinking, gosh, I'm thinking maybe I should go to this Cardio Tap class. So sure enough, I looked at online, and it was once a week, and it was a Wednesday. And I looked in my calendar, and I didn't have anything going on the following Wednesday. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this. So then, of course, the next challenge was to go and find my tap shoes. And where in the heck did I put my tap shoes? It had been 30 years. And I couldn't find my tap shoes. I looked everywhere. Finally, I looked in the storage room, and there they were. The leather was so old and crinkly, and the taps were still there. They were very well worn. And these shoes hadn't been worn in 30 years. I thought, oh, to hell with it. So I put on the tap shoes, and they still fit. My feet hadn't spread out that much, I guess, and so I could still wear them. But the leather was kind of crunchy, and the shoelaces were all kind of ratty, and it was kind of a hot mess, really. But I decided, okay, make a commitment, stick to the commitment, and do this. So then I show up a week later at the Cardio Tap class, and there are these young ladies and gentlemen, and they are all excited. And I come in, and I'm smiling and saying hello and waving and thinking, this is going to be so much fun. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, we're just going to be like doing the time step for like 25 minutes or something like that. And then maybe a shuffle off to Buffalo for like left and right for like 20. You know, it's not going to be that involved. And the very young, very perky class leader, instructor gets up and says, and here we go. And sure enough, it was the time step. Now, let's jump ahead 6 minutes later. Okay, picture this, 6 minutes into the time step for Cardio Tap in our class. I am literally on my hands and knees, barely able to catch my breath. I mean, it was serious. It was like, and my heart was pounding in my chest so loud, I thought I was going to pass out. And I'm looking up at these young people still going at the time step. And they're me just feeling so humiliated and out of breath and dizzy. And then she says, okay, everybody, let's kick it up a notch. To which my head turned to her, and I went, and I laid on my back for about the next 15 or 20 minutes. And then I couldn't take that anymore, so I got up, and I started doing it again. And now they were doing the most intricate steps that I could never, ever follow in a million years. And I tell you what, it was the rudest awakening I could have ever had. I was just overwhelmed by me making this decision. And of course, I'm beating the hell out of myself. Like, what did you think, Jeff? What did you think you were going to be doing? And at the very end of the class, the instructor said, you did really well. I was like, oh, great. Yeah, thanks. That's really great. I'm going to do this a lot, right? So needless to say, I sadly took off my tap shoes and I put them back in storage. But here's the lesson that I did learn. I couldn't go back and pick up with tap what I had left 30 years ago. What the hell was I thinking? And then that also got me to thinking about my physical self. And, you know, over time, and I stopped acting, and I started casting, and I've been casting for 8 years now, and I've been happily married, and my life is going really well. And yet, slowly, I realized that I had put on kind of a little more weight than I would be happy with. I didn't feel fat. I didn't, you know, I wasn't calling myself names, but there was part of me that sort of didn't care. And that kind of bothered me. You know, I cared that I didn't care. So I went and got a physical because I thought, well, it's been a little while and maybe I should just get myself checked out. Not because of the TAP class necessarily, but that was kind of a sign. That was kind of an indication that this is something I needed to do. And I went to this new doctor, and she was fantastic and took all the tests. A week later, she calls me, and she says, your blood sugar is extremely high. You have type 2 diabetes. Well, I freaked, but I freaked inside. I didn't say anything to her. My first reaction was, well, you know what? I deserve it. She said, no one has ever said that to me when I've said that they have type 2 diabetes. I said, well, you know what? I have been eating and consuming copious amounts of chocolate and sugar and carbs, and I never, ever, ever felt like it was affecting me in any negative way. I was a skinny kid. I was skinny in my college years, and I was skinny into my 30s. And, you know, it just seemed that it was about time that it caught up to me. And so I did what any normal person would do in that situation and that circumstance, and that is I absolutely cold turkey stopped all sugar and all carbs. I mean, like, immediately. Completely stopped. Cold turkey. Now, I don't know if you've ever done cold turkey off of sugar, but it's quite an experience. And if I were still acting, I would want to have that experience because I think I could probably have used it in some of the roles that I might have played in the past. But getting myself off of sugar and carbs, it took about, and I didn't cheat at all. From that moment of that conviction, I did not cheat once. And I also, in addition to those two things, carbs and sugar, I decided to walk. Immediately, I'm talking the very next day, I went down to our gym and I have these handheld weights that I had from a while ago. There are 2 5-pound weights in my hand, and I do this very bizarre, it looks awfully strange, I have to say, but I did do this very bizarre strutting exercise of walking. My arms are in an L kind of position, and I swing them way up to eye level. My fist is at eye level, and then I swing it all the way back, so it's touching the side of my body. Not actually touching, but that's the location. And so I do this stride, and I walk 3 miles every day. And I can honestly tell you that, and I'm not trying to kind of be melodramatic about this. I really am not, but I honestly can tell you that it's changed my life. I have absolutely never felt better in my entire life. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen to you, and I'm not trying to get you to go, well, good bully for you, Jeff. I'm not trying to get that, but I didn't realize how good I could feel until I started taking care of myself. Now, that's been about 5 months now that I've been doing this. And without really suffering or feeling terrible, I've lost 50 pounds. And I really am back to my high school weight. And I don't look emaciated, I don't think. I feel very, very healthy. I feel very, very strong. And I still am off sugar as much as I possibly can. Natural sugars like fruit, things like that I do. But nothing with corn syrup, nothing with processed sugar, no processed foods, that kind of thing. It's just, you know, the typical. You know what I'm talking about. The fresh veggies and lots of good quality protein. lots of nuts. I eat copious amounts of peanuts and cashews and almonds and things like that. And I can tell you it's been really, really great. And I'm feeling really, really good about the choice that I made. A couple of other little tricks that I also learned that have been of tremendous help is that I stop eating after 8 p.m. I literally, and I'm not really 100% good about this, but I really do my best to stop any consuming of anything at 8 p.m. The other thing that I do, which may sound so counterintuitive that you're going to think I'm a crazy person, but I absolutely, when I have cravings, because I still think about chocolate, I love the idea of chocolate. I can't do sugar-free chocolate because I think I'd probably overeat that and make myself sick. But so I stay away from it as much as I can, and I stayed away from it successfully now for those months that I started this. But here's what I do when I get a craving. I use my sense memory, and I imagine that I'm eating it. I literally unwrap the chocolate bar. The sound that it makes when I chew it. I indulge myself in doing sense memory of the taste, how it feels when I chew it, how it goes down, how the back of my throat feels coated with that delicious, mellow, nutty, chocolatey flavor. I know that sounds really gross. It sounds like I'm like going to jump off a building, but here's the thing. Once I go through the sense memory of it, believe it or not, 3 minutes later and the craving is absolutely gone. It's because I've had so much chocolate and I've been trained as an actor, so now I'm doing sense memory work on those cravings. And for me, it works. It might not work for you, but for me, it works. So for me, taking care of business is really about my body, my business. Like, I want to encourage you to really take a cold, hard look at yourself physically. Now, I'm not body shaming about this. I don't want anyone to be upset with themselves on any level. The good news is that there are opportunities out there to put yourself in the best physical shape that you can without beating yourself up. And we know that there are actors and actresses who are physically overweight, and that's part of who they are, and that's the character that play. However, I'm suggesting to you that those people who are not in the best physical shape have absolutely limited their opportunities in their career. Now, the fact that they're successful is fantastic, but just think, if you were in the better physical shape, if you didn't have, you know, a little excess weight around your belly, for example, and you had a little more tone in your body, don't you think that that would just open you up to the casting possibilities that are out there? That, in fact, you're opening yourself to more opportunities rather than having a director or a producer or a manager or an agent think of you in your physical self and not pay attention to your acting. All I'm suggesting is taking a good cold hard look. Eat well. Your stamina is critically important as an actor. Either you're doing film or television, there's a lot of waiting around, and then you have to summon up the energy to go out onto a set and deliver the goods when you've waited around for a long period of time. That takes a toll. If you're doing 8 shows a week in a play, that takes a toll. Even though you might be on stage for 2.5 hours or whatever it is, you are still exerting as much energy as an airline pilot stressing out over a cross-country trip. And so it's vital that you do everything in your power to take care of yourself. Now, here's the secret that I've experienced, and that's what I wanted to share this with you. When you are in better physical shape, when you feel like you're in good physical shape, not only do you have the stamina, but mentally, things become clearer. Your ability to make really good, intelligent choices, as far as your acting is concerned, is such a healthier experience. You feel it inside. In addition to that, your emotional well-being is critically important. The actor has to be emotionally centered and focused, And then the characters that you're playing, maybe you're playing a crazy person. Okay, that's fine. But you have to have the emotional ability to channel in that those energies and those resources into the character that you're playing. So all of those kinds of benefits really go into who you are. So take a good hard look. How do you look? Are you happy with the way you look? Is there something you can do to change so that you can feel better, look better? Again, I'm not talking about just overweight or body shaming on any level. I'm just talking about what is really right for you. And if you're branding yourself correctly, your weight, your physical presence, that contributes to your brand. Your physical self is part of who you are as an actor. And making yourself available for more opportunities because of that, not less, is what success is all about. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreinsbach.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreinsbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in.
Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.